And Kathy Dawes, along with Perry Wiggins, Governor's Military Council Executive Director. And going to move on and have some exciting things planned next week. It's time for the big AUSA annual convention.
Yeah, it's a celebration of the annual meeting for our Army, talking about the way forward, and the Chief of Staff of the Army, Secretary of the Army, establishing an azimuth and the velocity they want to move out. We got folks from really all around the community that's going to gather. We're going to travel up there. Some are going on Saturday. Some are going on Saturday so they can watch the big run. There's an Army 10-miler that takes place. I feel kind of sad that I'm not involved in it. But
were you a runner?
Oh, I used to be a runner.
I used to be a 10K runner, too, and now the knees don't let me do that.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what happens to you. But then on Sunday, there's quite a few things going on, and it kind of wraps up on Wednesday.
And I know you mentioned you might check in with us a time or two while you're there. Always interested to hear. What are some of the different things that happen? I know there's several good keynote talks and
there
workshops.
Is. You know, what's great is you get really a plethora of topics that take place along different functions. So you learn about the new equipment that the Army's trying to bring online. You learn about some training and doctrine that they're trying to introduce as well. And then you get really some forward thinkers that talk about the future of the Army. So as you go there, you're able to get a true appreciation for the direction that the Army's trying to go. And from my perspective, serving the state of Kansas, it gives me a great opportunity to figure out how we can maximize our ability here in the state. It also helps me take a look at installations like Fort Riley and Fort Leavenworth and figure out how we help those particular commanders as they move forward, because it's important that we wrap our arms around them. And then the other thing that's interesting is I'm sure there'll be just some discussion about base realignment and closure, which everybody is interested in. And so we'll come back and be able to promulgate that information to our local leaders and to our legislators and prepare for what the Army's got for the future.
Good networking opportunity, no doubt about that. You mentioned other local officials will be going. I know Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Linda Morris both were in earlier this week, and they plan to attend. There'll be a lot of people there.
Yeah, Ron's a veteran. I think, for Linda, it'll be a great opportunity for her to see really the size of the Army. Not a lot of people understand the scope of the Army, but it is a huge organization. And so this is a way to meet the leadership as well in the Army, get an appreciation for their perspectives. And then our own Joe Martin here at the 1st Infantry Division will have an opportunity to talk about Iraq. You know, he just came back. Really, the 1st Infantry Division were heroes in the liberation of Mosul from ISIS. And so it'll be interesting to be able to listen to our own Joe Martin as he sits up there on the panel and talks about the great things the division has done.
You'd mentioned the city manager being a veteran to going to these things,
right.
And I'm guessing you probably have been to one or two in your history, too. A little different role for you now than maybe at some times in the past, perhaps.
It is. You know, being out of uniform, it is a different perspective for me as well. But, you know, the Army is a small place as well. I talked about how big it is. It's also small, and so it'll be great to see old friends. It'll be great to be able to talk to them. And once you're in uniform, you're always in uniform, and so I always feel a part of the Army. I think if you kept me, I'd probably bleed green. After 34 years, it's hard to kind of give that up.
Any particular message you'll be going there with as governor of the governor's military council executive director? I'm sure representing Kansas, basically. Anything you hope to accomplish while you're there?
Sure. You know, the governor's given me 7 lines of effort with regards to Department of Defense. That's Army and Air Force predominantly here, but we do have Coast Guard and Marines. But one of the big ones is bringing increased structure and missions to the state of Kansas. Kansas is a very military-friendly state. We feel it's a great place to come, live, bring your families. Army values are Kansas values and vice versa. And so we want to kind of, give that to the Army and say, hey, listen, if you got new infrastructure, if you got new missions, bring them to Kansas. We'll wrap our arms around it and we'll make sure it's a success.
One thing, and I just throw this out, they say you shouldn't ask a question unless you know the answer, but I'm going to try it anyway. But with the governor's transition, does that have any impact on you at all? I know there's talk, of course, Governor Sam Brownback right in Washington, D.C. right now, going through some different interviews from the committee there for the possible new position he plans to take on. Does that affect you? I mean, you are governor's military council executive director. How much does that impact you, if at all?
Well, you know, I get the intent and the vision from the governor and from his office. But, you know, I'm carrying out that intent irregardless of what's happening in the transition point here. And then once there's identified a new governor, I take guidance and intent. That's what Army people do pretty well. You know, we know how to move out smartly. And so, the momentum is still being carried forward on those seven lines of effort. And until they change, I'll continue to push forward with those.
And of course, you have a good point. With the military, that's the way it always is, whether it's commander-in-chief. I mean, it's always changing.
Absolutely. I remember I was an Apache pilot. I remember the change of command. The saddest point is you pass the flag, and then your co-pilot goes out and rips your name off the helicopter. you know, but the Army song, the Army goes rolling along. That's exactly the way it is.
We only have a couple minutes left. I don't know if there's anything else you're wanting to highlight today, Perry, but I'm sure we could go over all kinds of different things. We've talked workforce before, but just anything else you're wanting to highlight today?
No, I always offer up to the folks here in the great state of Kansas that if there's something out there that needs to be taken care of from a military perspective, don't hesitate to reach out and contact us. That's what I'm here for, and there's a lot of great folks that are trying to row all in the same direction to try to get Kansas to the top of really being the Department of Defense's choice for bringing military missions to the state of Kansas. So I'm always open, and thank you very much for this opportunity.
And sometimes I think we forget you're available to make presentations, I would guess, to local groups. I'm sure you have a plethora of different groups you've already talked to or continue to.
Absolutely. You know, it's my honor to go out there and be able to talk to people about not only what the state's doing, but talk about the military and talk about really the role that our communities play. You know, like I said, I tell people all the time, you don't know what you don't know until you have left the United States and been gone for a year and come back home, and you'll have a true appreciation and realization that this is the greatest nation on this earth. I've seen a lot of soldiers kiss the tarmac when they land. So, you know, it is a wonderful place to serve. It's a wonderful place to live. And it's because of the people that live right here in the United States and in Central Flint Hills region.
And workforce issues, you're still working on those, of course.
Absolutely. You know, we have a lot of soldiers that are departing the service. They're transitioning. And so employers out there that are looking for individuals that don't work on a time clock, that have a self-discipline and make organizations that are great better, that's where you need to reach out to. And Soldier for Life program there at Fort Riley, Mr. McLaren, he will bend over backwards to accommodate your organization. Please reach out to him at Fort Riley, Kansas, Soldier for Life Transition Assistance Program.
Very good. Again, we've had Perry Wiggins with us today, Governor's Military Council Executive Director. You've been listening to In Focus.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. Coming up today.